Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
What kind of stocks do you have? Do you have any crypto or like bonds? Wait a minute. No. You give me money. I'm tired of this.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie, channeling my road rage.
Trying to figure it, like, I don't think you know what a drive-through is at this point. I think you've lost your way.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how it feels.
Dude, I went down a rabbit hole. Do you remember when we were kids, we would always get updates of, like, the most wanted fugitives in the land? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, the FBI's most wanted?
There was a most wanted list. There were posters at the post office. And, of course, there was the TV show, America's Most Wanted.
So, yeah, I got on FBI's America's Most Wanted website today. They are offering some crazy rewards.
Really?
Like, if we found the person we're going to talk about today, I'm pretty sure we would be millionaires.
Okay.
We'd have to travel internationally, most likely.
Okay.
But I have a story for you today in 10 minutes or less, and hopefully by the end of it, we're going to go on a wild goose chase.
Let's go and find the goose, the golden goose in this case.
Fair enough. Why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Ruja Ignatova, also known as the Crypto Queen. Cryptocurrency, honestly, something I don't fully understand, but basically it is electronic valuables that have monetary value, Bitcoin, Dogecoin being some of the most well-known ones. Now, this
Bitcoin's
lady...
Bitcoin's killing it right now.
Yeah, it is. I know.
Just when I got out.
Right when I got out.
Dogecoin, not so much. Anyway.
Yeah, didn't really take off. She's not only one of the most notorious financial fraudsters of all time, but she's also one of the few women to ever make the list you were talking about, the FBI's most wanted. Her crime? She was the mastermind of one of the largest cryptocurrency scams in history. Is this the Hawktua girl? Because she got in a lot of trouble for this.
I don't know. I think this started way before Hawktua. This started before COVID. Jamie, she pulled off a $4 billion with a B as in booyah, $4 billion scam, and then vanished without a trace. So let's get to the basics. Ruja was born in Bulgaria in 1980 and moved to Germany as a child. She was very bright. She earned a law degree from the University of Oxford and then a PhD in private international law. But it wasn't just her academic accomplishments that set her apart. She was very ambitious.
She's not much older than me, and I've never pulled off $1 million heist, let alone billion. She makes me feel inferior. But this led her to cryptocurrency, which at the time was really the Wild West was of finance. Bitcoin was just starting to gain traction, and you could get on it pretty cheap early on. Now, not so much. A lot of people got in early and got crazy rich off of it. And that's where she saw her opportunity. In 2014, she launched OneCoin, O-N-E-C-O-I-N, a cryptocurrency that she claimed would surpass Bitcoin and revolutionize the entire cryptocurrency industry.
And OneCoin was not your typical cryptocurrency, though. Unlike Bitcoin, which operates on a transparent and decentralized blockchain, OneCoin has no variable blockchain at all. Essentially, it was a Ponzi scheme designed as the next big thing in crypto.
Which I think is what a lot of people assumed crypto was in the beginning anyway. It has proven, obviously, to have some major value, but I think a lot of people really didn't understand it. But she took advantage of those people that didn't understand it, and her team marketed OneCoin as an exclusive opportunity. They promised massive returns, glitzy events, and they used her energy, her image, her aura and her background to lure investors in. Her superpower was her charisma. Some would say she had riz.
Yeah, she
Am
was
I too
like
old
a,
for that.
Well, maybe she maybe. Was like a celebrity, though. I mean, she reached celebrity status,
and people really trusted her and wanted to get in on what she was in on because she seemed like she knew what was she was doing.
And she was a great salesman. In fact, she never stopped selling the idea. she made this feel like it was a secret society, like a members only kind of thing. She would organize extravagant events in places like London and Dubai, which drew thousands of investors. At one event, she walked on stage to the thunderous applause of people, and she was wearing a ball gown with the OneCoin logo displayed prominently behind her. She painted the picture of wealth and success, and people wanted to be a part of it. I mean, who doesn't want to get rich quick, right?
Yeah.
So if I can drop $1,000 in this cryptocurrency that not a lot of people know about, and then I become a millionaire, who doesn't want that?
Well worth the risk to a lot of people. But she knew this was not on the up and up. And by 2016, regulators and law enforcement agencies around the world started noticing some red flags with OneCoin. The first thing was a lack of a blockchain, which is, I mean, what kind of proves authenticity and security, the aggressive recruitment tactics, and the promise of the guaranteed returns that really just said, this is too good to be true. Because even Bitcoin, everybody knew that there was risk. The reward could be high, but she's saying here, the risk is very low. The reward's extremely high, which is exactly what you say in a Ponzi scheme.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Almost always.
She did not want to wait around for authorities to ask her any questions. In October of 2017, she boarded a flight from Bulgaria and headed towards Athens, Greece, and then she disappeared. And to this day, no one knows where she is. Again, she's on the FBI's America's Most Wanted list, and the reward is awesome.
Yeah, that's quite the disappearing act there. The timing of her disappearance is crucial. Just weeks before that, authorities had issued an indictment against her that was sealed, charging her with wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering. She got tipped off of this more than likely, and that's why she fled and used her massive wealth to hide and to avoid being traced.
I'm trying to look up the actual amount and that the reward is, and it could be a reward up to $5 million.
All right.
That's an investment I want to make. Send me to Athens, Greece for like a month. I'll bring you girl back, and I'll, you know what? You give me $4 million, we're good.
If it's anything like Athens or Athens, Kentucky, I think we can figure it out pretty quick.
She's not violent. I mean, I think I just need to try to give her some money.
I bet she has violent people around her. This kind of reminds me of the movie The Italian Job. I know it's the newer one, but Ed Norton kind of scammed everybody out of the money, and then he hired armed guards. He did all these things to protect it. I bet she is very, very well protected. There are all kinds of rumors that maybe she even has connections to organized crime, which is helping her to avoid this detection. And I'm with you, John. If we had the resources to start like an independent investigation agency, or just, I don't know, a one-time gift from a listener to say, here's 10 grand, go to Europe and find this person, I think we could do it.
I think even if I didn't do it, I'd have a lot of fun.
So, you would have a lot of fun.
But how is it that in 2025, this woman is still on America's Most Wanted list with that big of a reward? I mean, yeah. Is she legitimately staying in a basement somewhere in Greece?
No chance. I mean,
she's got the whole world at her fingertips because she stole billions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know about all the extradition laws. I almost bet that she's in a country that would not extradite her to America. I don't think Greece is one of those. So we know she went to Greece, but I bet a good amount of OneCoin that she didn't stay there.
Yeah. Do you still have OneCoin?
I never had OneCoin. I wish I did. Well, I guess I wish I didn't. Like, I guess I could file civil suit, but I'm not going to get anything.
Yeah, I think you'd have to find her first.
Yeah.
She's probably spent it all on something.
On actual cryptocurrency. She took all of her OneCoin money and put it in Bitcoin.
Billionaire in Bitcoin. Smart.
Yeah. You know where this lady is, let us know, and we'll do the legwork if we can split the reward. How's
Fair
that sound?
Enough.
This has been an amazing crime story in just 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.